Welcome to the EFT World Summit bonus audio. This is Margaret Lynch with New England Success Coaching. During the summit, someone contacted Nick with the wonderful idea of doing another session specifically for those people who are struggling with unemployment and desperation around money. And so Nick, being the kind of guy he is, jumped on the idea and got me involved. And so I'm very honored to be presenting this for you today. We are going to be using EFT, the tapping, to turn off the negative emotions around unemployment and desperation around money, the emotions of powerlessness, fear, panic, scarcity. And most of these emotions that seem to make sense to be having, right? That we kind of should feel this way because of what's going on in our life. But the truth is that every time we go to fear, we get stuck. Fear limits our brilliance. It limits our creativity. It limits our inspiration. And every action we take will be less efficient and have less impact. And so it's a very powerful process to use EFT to turn off some of these emotions. And secondly, to use EFT to actually tap into more of our own brilliance and actually enhance that vibration. And so I am a success coach as well as I'm EFT certified. And so that's the technique that we'll be using today. Just as Carol Luck described it in the EFT basics, we'll be tapping through those points on all these emotions. And so to get started, I want to make a recommendation that you tap through this session every day, because we are not going to get it all done right now in this session. What's going to happen is you are going to wake up tomorrow and you are going to be once again viewing your present reality or your present results. And this will likely re-trigger you or trigger different things. But each time we get triggered and we use this EFT process to turn off the negatives and tap into the positives, there is incredible value to doing that. Because what I am really asking you to do in this session with me is profound. I am asking you to stand in the place of viewing unemployment, of viewing scarcity around money, of viewing the circumstances that look like scarcity. And I am asking you to hold on to a vibration of abundance, of excited anticipation, of belief that you are creating your world. So it is no small task what I'm asking you to do today, because standing in the reality or the circumstances that do not match where we want to go, but holding on to the dream, the vision, that is mastery. That is taking a step towards the mastery level of creating your life. And many spiritual teachers and success coaches teach us that this is the most difficult work to do, to stand in the appearance of illness and to hold on to a vibration of wellness, to stand in the circumstances of scarcity and hold on to a vibration, an image, an expectation of abundance. It's profound. And so I recognize I am asking a lot of you in this session, and as hard as many people think this is, and it does take energy and focus to do this, EFT makes it easier. Because we're going to be turning off and turning down some of the volume on these negative emotions and transporting ourselves back into an allowing emotion, an allowing vibration. So very big value in using EFT and using it every day. And so as we're talking about some of these emotions, I'm going to start by saying something that might challenge you a little bit. Because as we talk about these emotions of fear, of panic, of scarcity, of powerlessness, it seems as though you are feeling those emotions because of the circumstances in your life. But you're not. The feelings were there already. the circumstances in your life are triggering or resonating with emotions that were there, resident within you on some level. And this is kind of a switch because we're used to and we are trained to react to circumstances. And I'm asking you to suspend disbelief for a little while and imagine that these feelings were already within you. And some of you know what I mean, that this feeling of powerlessness has been there for a long time, that this feeling of fear, that's an old feeling. And so I want you to imagine for a minute that this situation in your life right now is requiring growth from you. It's crystallizing the biggest blocks in your vibration. And so if you could use this situation called your unemployment or your desperate scarcity around money to turn off, to find and eliminate using EFT the most resistant vibrations in you, again, we are back at mastery at creating our life. So I want you to just imagine that this very circumstance that you're finding yourself in could actually be used to catapult you to the next level. It's kind of a cool idea. So let's just go with that. So the first emotion that I want to do EFT around is panic or fear. That's often the first one that comes up, similar to the presentation I did on debt. That's often the first feeling that comes up. So I want you to think about what you learned in Carol Tuttle's presentation about not being in your head about panic and fear, but sitting with where the emotion feels, actually allowing yourself to experience the uncomfortableness of that emotion of fear around your situation. And I also want you to think about what you heard in Bob Doyle's presentation about really getting into the fear. Because when I do EFT, I like to get into it and go over the top because we really want to voice that. So I want you to take a check right now and think of the word I'm in panic or I'm afraid or I have anxiety. When you think about your unemployment situation or your finance situation, and give that a measurement on a scale of 1 to 10. And notice where you feel it in your body. And we're going to start tapping on the karate chop point. And just like you learned in the EFT basics, I am going to be tapping from the karate chop point. We're going to then go through to the eyebrow point, the side of the eye, under the nose, on the chin, maybe 6 or 7 times each place, the collarbone point, under the arm, and then at the top of the head. And so I'm going to allow you to tap through those points at your leisure after we do the karate chop point, so I won't be pointing them out each time. So starting with fear on the karate chop point, even though I'm feeling all this fear, I profoundly accept this emotion. Even though I'm feeling the fear, of course I am. I should be afraid. I'm unemployed. I honor and accept how I feel about it. Even though I am feeling the panic, my fight or flight is going off. I can feel that in my body. I am terrified. I'm just going to accept who I am in the here and now. And then tapping through the points, all of this fear. I'm terrified. All of this fear. Fear in my body. Fear in my head. Man, am I feeling it. Of course I'm afraid. It makes sense to be afraid. I could lose everything. Oh my God, I said it. I could lose everything. I will be sleeping on a park bench. I will be losing my home. I could lose everything. I could lose my family. I could lose my loved ones. I could lose everything. This is a heavy feeling. All this panic. And take a nice deep breath. And what we want to do is to really voice the bad stuff. Okay, with EFT, we're not trying to reinforce it. We're trying to get it to be quiet and relax. Okay, and so let's do another round. Remeasure where you are for tuning into that panic, fear, and anxiety. And let's do another round. Even though I'm feeling all this panic, and it makes sense to feel this panic, I'm just going to accept this panic and this fear. I recognize that I feel this fear from viewing my present reality, which is my present results. And present results change as I change. And then tapping through the points, all of this panic, all of this focus on present results. And the law of attraction is listening. And I don't want to create more of this. But I should be afraid. It makes sense to be afraid. It's really helping me to be afraid. All this anxiety, it's really helping me. Actually, it's not helping me. Actually, it's just producing stress hormones in my body. Actually, it's just limiting my brilliance. Actually, it's just shutting down my ability to act. Actually, it's just robbing me of energy. So even though it makes sense to feel panic, I'm somehow choosing calm. I'm viewing my present results, and I'm allowing calm. Because as I move towards calm, as I change, present results can change. I'm calming this fear. I'm in the here and now. I am safe right here, right now. And take a nice deep breath. And so we want to always recognize that the focus on present results, law of attraction, will give us more present results. It's very hard when we are in panic and fear to picture and visualize and do all the things we know we're supposed to do for the law of attraction to work because we're stuck. Fear keeps us stuck. So very useful process to tap down the fear and give a little bit of openness to focusing on, so what do I want? What do I want to create? Because this present moment that you are in right now is pre-paving your future results. Okay, so we're going to move on to powerlessness. And if you still feel the panic and anxiety, you can pause the recording right now and do some more tapping on that. You want it to come down much lower, below a 5, 2 or 3 or a 1 or a 0 before moving on. And so moving on to powerlessness. So I want you to get a sense of the words, I'm powerless, when you think about your situation. And it helps to actually say it out loud, I'm powerless or I'm helpless. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how true does that feel, right? Not how true you want it to be. How true does it feel on a scale of 1 to 10 if 10 is completely true? Okay, and so let's do some tapping on powerlessness. Even though I am powerless without money, I accept who I am. Even though I am powerless without a job, I accept who I am. Even though I feel completely powerless, I honor and accept who I am. And tapping through the points, I am so powerless. I've been powerless for so long. I hate feeling this powerlessness. I hate being reminded that I'm powerless. It's so uncomfortable to feel powerless. and that's because it's not really who I am. This powerlessness around money. I'm powerless without a job. All this feeling of powerlessness. It's really costing me. This powerless feeling. This powerless in my mind, body, and soul. Man, have I been carrying this for a long time. Fighting this feeling of powerlessness. This conflict about whether I'm powerful or not. I'm pretty sure I'm not. And this job situation proves it. I'm powerless. I don't have a job. I don't know who I am anymore. I'm powerless. And take a nice deep breath. Powerless is pretty bad stuff. Human beings do not like to feel powerless. And there's a reason it feels so painful. And the reason is something that Carol Tuttle alluded to. Because it's a lie. It's not really who you are. Okay, so let's do a positive round on powerlessness. If it's still very strong and very loud and really feeling it, do another negative round before you move on to a positive round. Okay? And so even though I've been struggling with powerlessness, I'm just choosing to breathe light into this feeling. Even though I feel so powerless, I'm recognizing it's not the truth of me. Part of me knows that. And part of me isn't sure. Even though I'm feeling completely powerless without a job, I honor and accept who I am. And tapping through the points, I'm powerless without a job. I'm a powerful creator. This is bigger than I am. No, it's not. I'm bigger than this. I'm completely powerless without a job. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. I am a powerful creator. I am bigger than this. I think that's true. I hope that's true. I'm wondering if I'm powerless. What if I'm not powerless? What if the thousands of books are right? What if the thousands of teachers are right? What if I'm a powerful creator? What if I'm already taking the steps, doing this EFT, to step into my power? What if I'm already becoming the powerful creator of my future? I'm letting go of this powerlessness. It was a lie. It was never true. I got that programming from other people. I'm wondering if I still need it. I'm letting go of powerlessness. And I'm opening myself up to my own brilliance. I'm stepping into brilliance. This would feel different than powerless. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And so it's a good idea to let some of these competing beliefs, our conscious mind and our unconscious and our programming and our true selves, to sort of voice some of this back and forth that we often experience when we say, I'm a powerful creator. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Okay, and so we're going to move on to the feeling of worthlessness, because sometimes our job is our identity. And sometimes the doing and the achieving becomes our way of having worth. And so without that, we can go to worthless. When we don't see ourselves producing every day and we're not bringing in money, which is another form of measurement of worth, we can go to worthlessness. And so I want everyone to get a sense of I'm worthless. Again, these are powerfully negative emotions that we're tapping on. And our goal is to lighten them up. Okay, so everyone get a sense of I'm worthless. Worst case scenario, how true does it feel on a scale of 1 to 10? Okay, and so starting again on the karate chop point, even though I am worthless, anyone can see it because I don't have a job. I love and accept me. Even though I do not accept myself this way, I am worthless because I'm not worth anything. I'm not working. I profoundly accept who I am, even though I don't. Even though I am worthless because I don't have a job and I'm not supporting my family and there's no money coming in, and that's exactly what that means, I love and accept me anyway. Crazy as that sounds. And tapping through the points, I am worthless. I'm worthless. It's true. I have no value. I'm not working. I'm not producing anything. I'm not earning anything. I'm worthless. That's what unemployment says. Worthless. Unemployed. Worthless. Boy, do I hate to say that word. I'm unemployed. I feel it. I'm worthless. I guess I was born worthless. I must be worthless. Because it's not who I am. It's the job. It's the money I earn. That's where I get my worth. So if I don't have a job and I don't have money, that means I'm worthless. I guess if I'm worthless now, I must have been born worthless. And take a nice deep breath. And I want you to think about this idea. Is a baby born worthless? A baby hasn't achieved anything yet, hasn't earned any money yet. So if a baby isn't worthless and you weren't born worthless, when did you become worthless? And is that the advice that you would give to a child? If you don't have anything that you're earning and doing and getting, you're worthless? Think about a child that you love in your life. Is that the advice you would give them? And so if that's not true for them, why is it true for you? So let's do another round, a little more positive, on worthless. Even though I'm feeling worthless because of this situation which is defining me, I recognize that I was born worthy and deserving. Even though I'm feeling worthless because of these circumstances, I'm starting to wonder about the measurement of worth. I honor and accept all of my feelings. Even though I'm feeling worthless, I'm wondering about when I became worthless. If I wasn't born worthless, did I become worthless at 5? Did I become worthless at 7? Did I become worthless as a teenager? I'm starting to wonder what this situation has to do with my intrinsic worth. And tapping through the points, I was born with intrinsic worth. There are no extra pieces in the universe. I was born with real value. I was born with skills and personality and intelligence. All the things that make me unique. I've been measuring my worth by what I've been accomplishing. That may be part of it. But when I'm not accomplishing, am I worthless? It feels true. Part of me knows it isn't true. I was born worthy and deserving. I was born with potential and great value. So even though I'm unemployed right now, I'm choosing to allow higher levels of my own creative brilliance to come forward. I'm choosing to allow inspiration to flow from my unconscious. I'm choosing to allow new levels of my intrinsic value to show itself in ways that might be unexpected. The truth is, I was born with value. I was born worthy and deserving. If I was then, I am now. I've been letting this define me. I'm letting that go. I'm honoring my worth. And as I do, I allow more of my own brilliance to flow. And take a nice deep breath. And a couple things. I want you to notice any resistance that you have to saying I was born with intrinsic value, because if this is a real point of resistance for you, I do recommend that you work with an EFT practitioner or tap with a friend to really work on this issue, because issues of worthy and deserving are the number one block to abundance, and they will show up in your finances and in your professional career. Okay. It will cause self-sabotage because you will only get as far as you feel you deserve. And also notice if there is resistance to saying, I'm tapping into more of my own brilliance. If that word gives you pause, if it's hard to say, I have more brilliance that I can have access to that I was born with, this is a really interesting thing for you to notice. And I use the word brilliance because it triggers some people. I can't be brilliant. Okay, maybe I could be a little smarter, but not brilliant. Okay? And the reality is when you do this kind of tapping and you ask for more creativity, more inspiration, more of your own brilliance, you will get it. It will show up. Okay? Sometimes it wakes me up in the middle of the night. Brilliant idea. And what I've learned is to listen when I get that kind of brilliance, because I asked for it. Okay? The other thing I want you to notice is if any of this is bringing up any anger. Okay? Sometimes when we tap on the powerlessness part or the worthlessness part about losing our job and about not having a job, if it starts to trigger you to anger about landing unemployed or how you lost your job, it's very, very important to tap on that anger. Anger, which is a sense of unfairness, is a way, which is a good feeling. I really like working with anger because anger is, as you heard from Rick Wilkes, is a step up from disempowerment. Anger says, that's not fair, but what anger has in it is something wonderful. It says, that's not fair, I deserve better. So anger is actually honoring your deserving. Okay? But when we have anger about the past situation, especially if we were laid off in such a way that feels like they couldn't have cared less, or they really wronged you, and nobody apologized, and they made money off getting rid of you, when we have anger like that, that stays and holds on, it will energetically hold on to the evidence in your life that you were wronged. So if you have anger that at your situation of becoming laid off, it energetically holds on to the negative money or life situation almost as a way of saying, see how much you wronged me? Here's my evidence right here in my life. And so letting go of the anger will dissolve the negative situation in your life. It's that connected. So let's do a round on anger just in case. And so I want you to say, I'm angry. And notice how it feels and who pops up into your mind. So I'm going to assume there's anger about being unemployed. Okay? And so tapping again on the karate chop point. Even though I am angry, I honor and accept this feeling. Even though I am so angry at them, how dare they? I honor and accept even my anger. Even though I am so angry, I am just going to accept how I feel. Because this anger is telling me something important. They wronged me. It was unfair. And I deserved better. And tapping through the points, all this anger. I'm not letting go of this. This justified anger. They were wrong. And I am right. And it was unfair. All this anger. I am so angry. And I should be. And I'm not letting them off the hook. As long as I hold on to this anger, I am judging them guilty. In the courthouse of my mind, of course. The anger is not really hurting them. It's really just hurting me. But I honor this anger because it's honoring me and it's telling me I deserved better. But keeping this anger is really blocking my abundance. All this anger, justified anger, I deserve to be angry, but I'm breathing light into this anger. I'm just going to lighten it up for my highest good, not for theirs. Letting go of this anger for my highest good. I'm choosing peace. It feels so much better to feel peace instead of anger. All this anger. It's okay for me to let it go. And take a nice deep breath. And check where you are with the anger, because there might be more tapping for you to do here. And if the anger is holding on, then that typically means that you want to go through the story. You want to use the tell the story technique, which is a classic EFT technique that I use all the time. And you want to tap through that story, because when anger holds on, that means there's some real specific things that say, yeah, but they wronged me this way. Yeah, but they won't apologize, or whatever your yeah, buts are. But to let go of that anger will energetically shift things in your life. I've seen it over and over and over, because it's holding on to the evidence that you were wronged. Okay? And it seems to be especially important when the perpetrator is not acknowledging that they wronged you and is not apologizing or sorry that they wronged you. So major tappable issue there. I want to do one more round, and then I want to move on to an exercise, okay? And so the last round that I want to do is many people who are unemployed are in financial dire straits because in some way they were fiscally or financially irresponsible, right? And so we didn't have 6 or 9 months of living expenses in the bank as a safety net in case something like this happened. And so when we don't act financially responsible and have savings, what happens when we go in through a situation like this, or like when we do the debt situation, is part of us is saying, it's my fault because I was financially irresponsible. I should have had 6 months in the bank. I should have had 9 months in the bank. Everyone told me to do that, and I didn't. Money slips through my fingers. Okay? And so the way to test for this is, first of all, if there's part of you that resonates with, part of this is my fault. The financial situation that I'm in right now, it's all my fault because XYZ. Okay? And the other way to test it is to say, and I ask this of people who own million-dollar businesses, in your personal finances, how empowered of a money manager are you? and I often hear, oh, I'm a two. And so when we think about finances and our personal finances, and we feel inept, not confident, anxious, what we are saying to the universe all the time is, I'm really bad with money. And in the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki talks about the reason that people get to poverty is not because of the economy or the outside world or taxes. It's because of two things, fear and ignorance. And what I find is that when we have anxiety or the feelings of inept around our finances, we keep ourselves ignorant and we don't become empowered money managers. And so when you want to have more financial abundance, the energetic message from you to the universe needs to be, I can handle money. I am a fantastic money manager. So if you do not resonate with, I am a good money manager, then the commitment that I want you to make right now is, I commit to grow and expand myself into a good money manager. A fully empowered, confident money manager. Because that insecurity and that piece of ignorance that you may have held yourself around your personal finances is what's being highlighted and a big spotlight's being put on it now because of your situation. So this is another area that this situation right now is requiring you to grow into. Okay, because the universe is hearing from you, don't give me a lot of money, I can't handle it. When I think about money, I get nervous and I feel uncomfortable and I feel disempowered. So this is an area to grow. So let's do a round of tapping on, I was financially irresponsible. Okay, and so get a rating for that for you on how true that feels, or think about your financial situation and test how confident or how inept you feel. Okay, and so tapping again on the karate chop point, even though it's not my fault I lost my job, but maybe it is my fault the situation I'm in, because I was financially irresponsible. I didn't save enough. I accept how I feel about this, even though I'm partly in this situation, because I am bad with money. I don't manage money well. And the universe is hearing me say it all the time. I'm a bad money manager. No wonder it's not giving me a lot of money. I honor and accept who I am. Even though part of me is blaming myself, that I got myself into this situation by not taking care of my personal finances, I'm just going to forgive myself for that. And I'm making a commitment to grow and expand myself into a confident, empowered money manager. And then tapping through the points. Man, am I bad with money. Man, am I an idiot with money. Losing my job is really making me look at it. Losing my job is really making me say, shoulda, shoulda, shoulda. I really shoulda saved more. I really shoulda had a better safety net. I really shouldn't have racked up that debt. Unemployment is putting a spotlight on me. I am financially an idiot. I didn't save. I didn't plan. I'm really bad with money. Money slips through my fingers. I'm a bad money manager. And the universe is listening. The universe is hearing me. I can't manage money well. So I'm choosing to honor this. and let it go by making the commitment. I'm committing to grow and expand myself into a good money manager, into an empowered money manager. I choose to be fearless about managing my money. I choose to be informed and educated about managing my money. I choose to find amazing free resources all around me that will teach me how to better manage my money. I love becoming empowered around money. It feels so much better to feel empowered about money. I'm a good money manager. I'm growing myself into a good money manager. I'm ready for lots of money because I'm proving I can manage it. What I don't know now, I will find, I will learn, and I will execute like an empowered money manager. I'm committing to becoming a good money manager. I'm committing to becoming a fantastic money manager. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And so probably more tapping to do there. This is really, really important. Every time you say in your head or look at your financial situation and go, ugh, I suck with money, you're telling the universe, I can't handle money. Doesn't make sense because that's not what we want. Okay, and so now I want you to do an exercise. I want you to picture yourself in your dream job. So close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, and picture yourself there. And I want you to notice how clearly you can see it. On a scale of 1 to 10, if 10 is completely clear, I can see the clothes I'm wearing. Okay, and 0 is like I can't even see my feet. Okay, and this is testing the believability that your dream job is out there for you. Okay, I also want you to imagine that you take the salary that you picture in your dream job and add about $10,000, $20,000 to it. Okay, and now see how clearly you can see it, if that makes it get lower. And I want you to say out loud, it's impossible. And notice on a scale of 1 to 10 how true that feels. Okay, if 10 is completely true, it is impossible. I also want you to say out loud with this added money on top of your income there in your dream job, I deserve it. And notice if there's any resistance there. Okay, and this is really testing how well you're using the law of attraction to attract this dream job. So we're really sort of shifting now to looking at using the law of attraction to ask for what you want and believe that it's on its way to you and being a place of allowing so that it can come into your experience. Because if you can't see it, okay, if even you can't see it, how is it going to be on its way to you? And if it feels impossible to you, then your belief isn't there. And certainly, if you can see it and then you say, ooh, I don't deserve it, okay, you're telling the law of attraction, you're telling the universe, yeah, no thank you, I don't deserve that. Okay, so this is really important to recognize. And so let's do a round on, I really can't see it, it's impossible. Okay, so karate chop point, even though I would love to picture a dream job, but I just can't see it. It's impossible. I honor and accept who I am. Even though I can't see myself in my dream job, it just feels impossible. I honor and accept all of my feelings. Even though it just feels impossible, there's no way I could get there. I love and accept me. This is a conflict for the law of attraction. I'm open to healing this conflict and tapping through the points. It is impossible. I'm never going to get there. It's impossible. Other people, sure, they can get their dream job. Other people, sure, they could make $10,000 or $20,000 more. But not me. It's impossible. It's impossible. I've seen the future. I've calculated the odds. I'm an amazing mathematician. I've calculated mathematically and statistically that this is impossible. It's impossible. It'll never happen. No way, no how. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And just in voicing that impossibility helps it to sort of get a little bit quieter. Okay, so we're going to move right to the positive round. And we're moving quickly because I want to fit a lot of tapping in, but you can pause this or listen to it again and redo some of the negative rounds until you feel really like you're landing with the positive rounds. And so karate chop point again, even though it's impossible, I'm choosing to be open to the limitless possibilities of the universe, far beyond what I can see right now. So even though it's impossible, and I can't imagine it happening, it would be really fun if it did. So I'm choosing to be open to this vision, this picture of me in the future. And I'm choosing to be open to the idea that the law of attraction can line this up for me. That it's actually not my work to make it happen. Okay, and tapping through the points. It seems so impossible, but what if? It seems so out of reach. How would I get there? How would it happen? It's actually not my job to figure out the hows. It's my job to know what I want, to envision what I want. So I'm just going to have faith that the law of attraction can line this up for me, for my highest good, the highest good of my family, and the highest good of all those people that I will be working with in the future. The law of attraction can bring me a brilliant win-win-win situation. So even though it feels impossible, I'm choosing to stay open and I'm choosing to watch for the possibilities happening in my life. I actually don't know the future. I actually can't calculate the odds. And so I'm being open and I'm curious about what's going to show up with this new openness. Take a nice deep breath. And so I want you to think about this idea, you know, that that what you are seeking is also seeking you. Okay, my friend Laura Gwen reminds me of this all the time. That which you are seeking is also seeking you. So there is in the future a job with a whole bunch of people that you don't even know yet, that are seeking you through space and time. And you are going to get there. I know that you all know people in your life who have had some type of life change that was traumatic at the time. They got laid off or they got divorced or something big changed in their life. And some amount of time goes by, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year. And that person reaches a point of, oh my God, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Think of someone that you know like that, that gets to that point and says, if I only knew then, this was the best thing that ever happened to me. And so what would you go back in time and say to yourself? Probably something along the lines of, stop worrying about it. It's going to happen. It's going to be awesome. You're going to get there. So if you could be 100% sure right now that you were going to get 100% of that dream, that picture, how would you feel right now? How would you feel about this gap of time that has opened itself up for you called unemployment? How would you feel about using that time? You'd feel different, wouldn't you? And so I want you to imagine that I'm from the future and I'm telling you, it's on its way to you. It is seeking you. It exists through space, through time. That job, it's there. It's already being manifested. And the more that we can suspend our brilliant analytical mind and allow that picture to resonate with us, the faster that we get there. The easier it is to go from panic and desperate to, I can't wait for it to show up, excited anticipation, which if you listen to Abraham Hicks, you know that the best feeling place to be of all is excited anticipation. Gratitude for where you are and excited anticipation. So I want to do a positive round on this. So starting again on the karate chop that point. There I am at my dream job. Boy, do I love working there. There I am going to work at my dream job. Boy, do I love those people. Man, do those people love me. There I am at my dream job. Boy, do I love those paychecks. Boy, do I love how everything I brought to the table was exactly what they wanted. Boy, do I love receiving the pay for that result that I'm bringing. Boy, do I love receiving the paycheck that shows how valuable I am. Boy, do I love this job. And tapping through the points, I used to think it was impossible. But there I am. There I am at my dream job. There I am getting hired. There I am telling everyone, I can't believe this happened. There I am with all these people I don't even know yet. And they're excited to meet me. And they're glad I'm there. And by the way, it is my intention to do a great job for them. It is my intention to use all of my training, all of my experience, all of my personality to help these people, to help their business, to help it thrive. It is my intention to provide amazing value for this company. It is my intention to be a great employee. It is my intention to bring all of me to this job. I'm so glad I'm there. I love knowing it's on its way to me. I am so grateful that I had this gap in time that some people call unemployment to recenter, to tap away my loudest blocks, and to get what I really wanted, which is my dream job. I'm so grateful for being here. I'm so grateful I had that time. I'm glad I didn't waste it worrying. I'm so grateful to have this dream job. There I am. Okay? And take a nice deep breath. And just doing that process, I want you to picture again yourself in your dream job. And notice if it looks clearer, if you can see the picture more clearly. Notice how it feels in your body. A little bit more excited? Feels a little bit more real? Okay, so the universe is responding by the law of attraction to how you feel. And so when you can get yourself, we all know this from law of attraction work, when you can get yourself into the feeling place of that job that is on its way to you, you start to create a powerful attraction. Okay? And this is true when you focus on any goal, especially like a big goal, like a new job, and especially when I said add $10,000, add $20,000 to what you're making. When you focus on that goal or your law of attraction work, it's going to crystallize the resistance. The it's impossible, the I don't know how to get there, the I'm not sure I deserve it, right? And Bob Doyle talked a lot about this in his presentation, that the key to achieving a goal, really, or law of attraction work, is to dealing with the resistance. And that's what's so wonderful about pushing the goal and pushing the picture and making it a little bit harder, is because it really crystallizes what's pushing back. Okay? And so the goal can make us kind of uncomfortable, which is some of the reason why people don't put down goals. But in your situation, law of attraction would tell you to sit down and write everything you want in your dream job. And I'm wondering how many of you have done that. It's really hard to do that when we're frozen with panic and fear. So sit down, not only write what you want in your dream job, but write why and how it makes you feel to have that in your dream job. What's the feeling that you want to have? If it's around people who are fun or people who respect me, the feeling of that is I feel respected, I feel honored. I feel like it's so much fun, I don't even know I'm at work. So get into detail and get very clear about what you do want, and notice if it pushes any buttons of resistance, because you have EFT, as Carol Look says, enter EFT. You have a tool to use to turn off this block. Because many of these blocks are coming from your analytical mind. The it's impossible, the I don't know how to get there, the I'm just not sure about having this goal, it's make me uncomfortable. Most of those blocks are coming from your conscious mind, which only knows the past. It only knows what you've done and thought so far. And so when you picture your dream job or any big goal, recognize that it's in the relaxing of the analytical mind that we allow more of our brilliance. It's in the quieting of the fear, the panic, the I'm not good enough, that we allow more of our brilliance. We actually get more brilliant. We actually get more intelligent, more creative, more action when we tap down the I don't know how to get there, the I'm not good enough. It's actually relaxing the analytical mind, opening yourself up to the, well, what if it could happen? That allows this window of vibration for the law of attraction to respond to and to really bring you even more that you're ever dreaming of. Okay? And so I want to end this session with a process called Something Big is About to Happen. This is a process similar to the last tapping round we did that is designed to get your vibration enhanced. When we turn off fear and powerlessness and worthlessness, it leaves us in a natural calm place, right? That's what EFT does. It leaves us in sort of a natural motion or natural motion forward or calmness. And so this process is actually designed to sort of tune you up a little bit and get you into that excited anticipation like we did in the last round. But this is a process that I use many, many times in my corporate career, especially in the last 10 years of my corporate career. I was in sales, and when I would use this process, the most amazingly ridiculous things would happen to me, okay? Big things would fall in my lap, and they were inexplicable. So tapping on the karate chop point. And actually, you can tap through any points you want or just stay on one or two points. Some people just use the karate chop point or tap on karate chop and collarbone point in this process because it's really just a positive. Okay? And so what we're going to be saying is something big's about to happen. Something amazing is about to happen. Something crazy is about to happen. Oh my God, I can feel it. Something huge is about to happen. I'm going to be jumping up and down. I am going to be laughing. I am going to be in amazement. Something big's about to happen. Something huge is shifted. Something really big is on its way to me. I am going to be dazzled when it shows up. I'm going to excitedly be calling people, stumbling over my words to tell them what's happened. I'm going to be saying, "You're never going to believe this." I'm going to be saying, "I can't believe this happened." Something big is about to happen. Something big is coming to me. I can feel it. It's exciting. I can't wait to tell everyone. I can't wait to say, "You're not going to believe this." I can't wait to say, "Listen to what's happening." I can't wait to say, "And it gets even better." Something amazing is about to happen. I can't believe this happened. I am so grateful that this inexplicable, amazing thing happened to me. I am actually humbled that this amazing thing happened. Wow, this is amazing. Something big is happening. Something really big is about to happen. And take a nice deep breath. And notice what that did for your energy. Okay? And again, I've used this process and I have been dazzled by what has shown up. Because what you're doing is you're transforming your vibration. Each time you go through this process, back to the beginning when I said tap through this again and again, each time you go through this process, you are transporting yourself from panic and powerlessness and desperation over to empowerment and excitement, over to I'm creating my life, because you're doing it with your vibration. So thank you so much for this time. I hope that you enjoyed this process, and I hope that listening to it again and again continues to give you more relief. I am sending you love and good vibrations for your financial success.